CliffCentral.com.
Please be aware that this show contains crude and foul language. If you are sensitive to topics like science or religion, we cordially invite you to please fuck off now. Thank you.
Goeiemôre alle luisteraars wat luister op hierdie frekwensie. As jy hom gekry het, baie geluk. Dis 'n geheime frekwensie, maar dis die Casper Radio Show frekwensie. En saam met my vanmôre in die studio het ek vir Hannes Brummer. Goeiemôre Hannes.
Goeiemôre Casper en die luisteraars.
En die luisteraars. Ek sê ook goeiemôre aan Bernard Buys.
Goeiemôre.
En goeiemôre aan die pragtige Gavin Prins.
Baie dankie vir die kompliment Casper en baie goeiemôre radio.
Ah, ek kan glad nie goed wees nie.
Nee, hy is bietjie geratel.
Ek's baie hard, is ek.
Jy's baie hard.
Ek skree my ore.
Ja. Ek dink mense hardloop nou weg. Dames en here, wat wie was dit? Wat doen julle? Is dit julle eerste dag hierso? Dames en here en luisteraars, broeders en susters, I think before we start our show, kom ons raak stil en buig die knieë en die nekke. En ons slaan die oë op en die hande gaan sywaarts. Dat ons net 'n bietjie stil word vir padkos vir die dag.
Amazing. I want people sing with me too. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound.
Sy daar voel ons sommer almal 'n bietjie beter.
Ja, hy was begeesterd, dis verseker.
Ja, die arme man, hy het bietjie geklink soos Gavin aan die begin.
Ja, presies.
Ek het goeie nuus, lyk my ons het 'n WhatsApp nommer. Ja!
Oh my goodness, that's amazing.
I'll show. Amazing. Ja, it's WhatsApp. So looks like we've got no WeChat now, but WhatsApp and at now must I say this channel, the South African okay, so if you WhatsApping us from like Kenya or Alaska, it's +27, your country code 27 is South Africa, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then it's 079. No. Then it's 79. So it's +27 79 74 82 090. Jesus, it's a long line.
It's proper.
Is it proper?
Yeah.
Can you test it for us?
Please, I will.
Okay. Mense, so as jy local is, dink ek is dit 079 748 2090. Ek gaan hom stadig herhaal en dan gaan Hannes hom weer vir julle sê. 079. Kom ek doen hom in die Engels. 079 748 2090, and that's where you can WhatsApp us on the Casper Radio Show. We are so excited. Hannes, wat is daai nommer nou weer in Afrikaans?
Man is 079 748 2090.
Ag, dit is soos so 'n bek moet foonlyne kry. baie dankie. So, waarmee gaan jy jouself bezig hou, Hannes? Wanneer vertrek jy op die annuale annuale Kersfees?
Ons neem 'n vertrek amptelik die 21ste. Dan gaan ons bietjie na die skoonouers toe.
Ah.
En waar bly hulle?
Polokwane.
Ah, hoe lank ry mense toe?
So 2.5 ure. Van Centurion af.
Bos of stad?
Bos, ja, so bietjie buite Polokwane. Ja.
Ek sal net so 0.5 uur van julle af wees. Mokopane.
Ja.
Hoekom vra ons nie vir Bernard waar hy gaan wees nie?
Mokopane.
Ok, fantastisch.
Bernard, waar gaan jy wees? Mokopane.
Mokopane, Gavin.
I'm going to be in Johannesburg.
A Mopane.
Yes. I'm going to eat them.
Yeah.
Hmm. Because Sandton's going to be lovely and quiet. I might take the children to Durban just to
go and wet them. What's wrong with your voice?
I don't even know. No. What's wrong with me?
Because your voice is a bit... It's a bit like you are not well. Do you hear that? Do you hear it yourself?
I can't hear it myself.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But like a very strange...
Maar jy net ook 'n bietjie van 'n kraak en...
Praat jy van my?
Ja.
Ek weet nie waar van julle
Wait. I don't know. Anyway. Could I put my...
There you yet.
What?
I don't know. Anyway, that was very much un-Gavin. Usually very smooth and oily, but today you are fucked.
You know what? I did not have the drink that you and I usually have.
That's right.
Mm. I was pressed for time.
I didn't have... Oh, who's this?
Soos a colored Nathaniel.
Yes. Bald head, we've got the hair, we've got everything.
We got a
Hello, Yella.
Oh, God, that's funny, eh? I love it. I fucking love it. You know what, Gavin? Last week you weren't here, but there's a new Babel in Cops, and I read it a bit, but like I would read something in Dutch.
What do you mean?
But I'm not really Dutch, but I can read Dutch, so I can identify with Cops. Mm-hmm. But now that you are here, will you read me this bit? This is from... the Bible.
Hy's te pretentious om so te praat.
Well, let's see. Yeah, but he must just read it.
Okay.
This is Carps, the bit I marked for you, if you want to...
Hy's sand and colored.
Ja, well, no, not...
Mickey, jy lees stukjes.
Liewe Here bedoel jy, want dit is Afrikaanse Carps. Lees dit.
Terwyl... My proper friends out there that are listening, please forgive me. As I'm about to read this. Terwyl Sagaria daar was voor die wierook altaar verskyn daartoe aan die regterkant van die wierook altaar 'n engel van die Here. Natuurlik toe Sagaria die engel sien, toe skrik hy homself boeglam.
Dis Sagaria for It's not a wine. What do you Sagaria. Want to do? Sagaria, please.
Maar hy is bang vir die ding wat net daar uit die blou tyd verskyn het. Want die engel het hom gesê, nie, jy hoef nie bang te wees nie, van jou gebed was gehoor. Jou vrou, Elisabeth, sal vir jou 'n seun gee, en jy moet sy naam Johannes gee. Hy sal vir jou vreugde en happiness bring, en daar sal baie wees, wat jy sal bly wees oor sy geboorte. Want hy sal groot wees in die oë van die Here. Ja, hy sal nooit bier of steek drank drinkie. En van sy geboorte af sal die Heilige Gees hom vir hom liewe. Johannes sal baie van Israëlse mense terugbring na die Here. Hulle sê God, of dat die Here hulle se God. En hy sal voor lê Here. Hy sal voor die Here uitgaan in dieselfde gees en krag as Elia, om die harte van ouers na hulle kinders toe te draai en om dies wat so in die sonde lewe op die regte pad te bring, om so vir die Here 'n volk reg te hou. Nou so.
En, wat denk jy daarvan?
Ek weet nie wat ek gelees het nie.
Ek het gedokumenteer, ek het post op die radio show se Facebook page. Net om te bewys dat hy wel colored is.
Oh my God, that takes me back to a time.
Well, I think it's quite nice that we have like a Corpse of Babel.
That is good. That is, yeah. It goes to the people.
It goes to the people. Listen, we got our first WhatsApps in ever.
Was that me?
No, you were in there as the test. But now I see you cannot see who sends it. So you must write your name because, like, there's someone who looks like someone who says, "Hello, Amal, happy Friday." But I can't see the name. I can just see your number. You understand what I'm saying? So when you WhatsApp us, say, "Hello, Amal, Fokjela, Adrian," or whatever. And then there's another one, I don't know if it's a woman or a man, who says, "Is the woman who speaks the warning at the beginning of the show Nolene from Three Talk?" No, it's not. It's Tsumi Morake.
Is it?
Yeah.
What? Are you serious?
Yeah.
That sounds like a white woman.
Yeah, no, man.
Tsumi is versatile. She can do anything.
Oh, she's versatile.
Oh, I never thought of a color to the voice. Oh, really?
It's just okay. It's my assumptions, but I honestly.
You thought it was color a white woman.
I thought it was a proper white woman.
En ons nou boodskap gekry. Hallo julle, dis Mark hierso. Die Mark wat julle gewoonlik op WeChat message.
Well, hallo Mark.
Hallo Mark.
I say welcome op WhatsApp. Dankie.
Well, it's weet jy hoe lank het hom gevat om dit te skryf.
En hy het 'n pragtige kitsie kaartjie op sy foto.
Oh.
Ons mens kan foto's sien van die mense wat vir ons WhatsApp.
That's all. But like sometimes like the one about Nolene, that's seascape. O, dis Eiber. O, is jy Eiber? O, onthou jy nou van Eiber? Can I please ask, when I saw Eiber's name, I thought of Duncan. Where is he? Is he still here? Does Duncan still work in this building? Palesa, is Duncan still at touch? He is. But what times then?
3 o'clock.
3 in the afternoon. Oh, well, send them our regards, eh? Ja.
Hy kom 11 uur in.
Okay.
Sy is nog nie hier nie, hy is laat.
Hy kom 3 uur in.
Nee, sy show begin.
Can you imagine as hy
daai sy eie show?
Nee, hy help met die show 3 uur, maar hy kom 11 uur in, sê sy.
Can you imagine as hy die Kaapse Bybel moet lees?
Well, dit gaan vir ons ure vat.
Die mense gaan almal moslim draai as hy dit lees. Okay, so die vliegtuig het topsnelheid bereik en dis vlug 293 en die kaptein kondig aan.
Welkom aan boord vlug 293 van Johannesburg na Kaapstad. Die weer op ons pad lyk goed, sit gerus terug en geniet die vlag saam. Bliksem!
Stil te volg. 'N paar sekondes later praat die kaptein weer.
Dames en heren, ek is jammer as julle geskrik het, maar ek het perbuis warm koffie op my skoot gemors. Julle moet sien hoe lyk my broek se voorkant.
Dis toe dat een van die passasiers vir hom skree.
Het jy enige fokker idee hoe lyk my broek se agterkant?
Ja! Ek laf Vrydag sê Corlia van Vitaan. Wat is Vitaan?
Vitaan is vereniging, vereniging.
Hoe is dit, vereniging? Dan kan ek na julle luister. Ah, great show, dankie. Dankie vir die smile wrinkles wat julle my gee. Ah, we love you, Cola. O, ek het gesê Corlia, Cola. We love you, Cola.
Cola is ek kort vir iets.
Wat? Ek hoop so. Ek hoop nie die ouers het besluit. Wat sal ons die kind? Ag, kom ons noem haar Cola.
Ja, want sy het 'n baie klomp Cola op haar lyfie gehad.
Of hom. Ek weet nie of dit hom of
Cola kon sien.
O, L'Oreal Eye Creamy, kom ons, dit moet 'n vrou wees, of 'n moffie, een van die twee.
Ja, moffie is nie L'Oreal nie, so dis 'n vrou.
Is dit, jy met jou stem, I've never heard Gavin like this, it's very funny.
I'm drinking water.
I know, but your voice, but the thing is that I also don't feel well. I've got a strange feeling in my neck, it's like it's sore. I don't know whether I've been bitten by a flea or a... Or what's that stuff, the ticks, or a spider or something. I don't feel well, eh? So, I think we're all dying, maybe. I think this is our last broadcast.
Yes. Ek wil net dankie sê vir almal wat my gemaak het.
Ek wil dankie sê, ja.
Bygedra tot my sukses.
En julle kan nou altyd na ons luister deur net hierdie podcast heen en weer te wen.
Ja.
Voor en toe en agter
toe.
Voor en toe en agter toe.
Yes. Before we begin with our first extra special guest today, who's already here, I wanted to tell you that tomorrow I'm going to go on an adventure. I've decided that tomorrow I am going to go and see Joseph and his amazing technical. Listen to my voice. That's where I'm going. I see you, Lord. That's when I'm going to see Joseph and his amazing Technicolor Dreaming Goat, and I'm going to see it 3 times in a row.
Why would you do that to yourself?
Because I like Joseph.
Oh my goodness.
I do like Joseph. Go, go, Joe. I'm not going to vomit if I hear this by the third time. Go, oh, fuck off, Joseph.
I can never watch anything more than once because I don't like to know what's waiting for me like at the next scene unless it's something like brilliantly amazing. What is that show wat ek en jy gaan kyk volgende jaar?
Wat een?
Priscilla?
Priscilla.
Priscilla.
Maar Joseph is rarig. Dit is so enjoyable en die choreografie is amazing. Jy kan dit meer as een keer kyk. Ek het al klaar 3 keer gekyk en ek gaan dit weer kyk.
But how do you know what's going to happen? And then, like, what's the joy out of knowing what's going to happen?
Because it's music. It's like music.
Luister jy Brit nie meer as een keer?
Ek luister glad nie Brit nie.
Wat luister jy?
Ek luister...
Luister jy vir jou Anita meer as 1 keer?
Ja, ek luister, want tussen woorde is my gunsteling liedjie van jou Anita.
Jou toch al even.
En dit is mooi en haar stem is mooi.
Maar selfde met, dit is mooi muziek, jy sê daar en jy geniet het net. Dit is een show.
Ja, but what the difference is with the song, jou Anita, I can just listen to her like on my phone. In my earphones, like driving wherever. Mm. Whereas with Joseph, I have to physically, like, clear my diary for 3 hours, then go there, drive to the theater, go and sit in this confined space with strangers.
Well, then you don't deserve theater.
No, true. You sound like you something. Someone with an illness, a phobia. Then I've got to clear my diary and go to a confined space, and my voice is going colored Nathaniel again.
And you see,
I plan my life around theater.
You see, okay. So let me tell you about panto. So the difference between a pantomime is that a pantomime is an annual cultural event where it's something that I look forward to because it's like that's something that I really want to go and see and experience because it's an experience. It's not just a story, it's an experience. That's what I love. I love theater out of the box. Not just a beginning, middle, and the end, and the conclusion. Ach, jy is so mooi.
So jy dink panto is theater out of the box?
Yeah, it's different. It's different. It's something different. No, it's not like, you know, Oscar-winning performances or whatever, or Tony Awards, but it's something different.
But what if you tell me I never watch something more than once? Well, there are stuff you have to watch more than, like Westworld, just finished. You've got to watch it about 3 times to understand what the hell is going on there.
Oh.
And Inception.
Good point.
You know what I'm saying?
Good point.
Do you know how much it is per day for a person to go to Westworld? If you're a tourist in the story and you're going to Westworld, it's $40,000 a day.
$40,000 a day?
Yeah.
And you would pay that?
Well, if you could fuck or kill anyone, wouldn't you do that either? Ach, too?
Wait, I'm lost by the beginning part.
It's robots. So you go into Westworld and you integrate with... Ach, jy ding is met robots. Wat is die woord?
Maar kan hulle jou ook doodskiet?
Okay, cool.
No, they can't kill you.
Betal 40,000 rand eraan.
No, they can't do anything to you. They can't hurt you.
But there's one show or there's one actor that I would typically follow without stalking him. I'm just a fan. What is that guy that always comes in here? The good-looking one that always comes in here with his shows?
Me. What are you talking about?
That actor that we always like rave about, like his show, I would go and watch more than once.
When does he come in here?
Not Robert. Robert, the one, he's always at Monty.
Jonathan.
Jonathan.
Rocksmith.
Yes.
Okay.
He's like, I would go and see him more than once.
Well, he's in Joseph, so go see him more than once.
Okay, I am officially out of this conversation now.
So, it's time for our first... Extra! Special! I don't know who farted.
What?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I am not going to say your name because I don't know how to say it. What
you'll never forget.
Okay, I was going to...
you'll be sorry.
Uli, Yuli.
Yuli. Some people call me Yuli. Yeah, just Yul. Like Yul Brenner.
Damaso. And you...
From Westworld.
Yul Brenner from Westworld.
Yeah, the original.
Clever segue. Yeah. I want to tell you that when you walked in, I thought Salvador Dali was walking in here.
Ah, nice.
Because I like your beard and your...
The mustache.
Your mustache looks a bit like Salvador. Mm. What do you think of him as an artist?
Mixed feelings. Mm-hmm. Brilliance and some cop-out or, you know, slave to the business or the money game.
When he saw things were selling,
sometimes he went off his path just to get money or to publicize exceptionally out of the box, so to speak, just to get that attention.
Yeah.
So that was frustrating. Sometimes it worked beautifully, whether you know it was done on purpose or not, but sometimes not so nice.
One of his iconic images, and I don't know the history of him or these images, but it could be kitsch because we've seen it so many times, but actually it's very clever if it was done for the first time. It's like time melting.
Mm.
That the clock melting on the tree and stuff like that.
Yes.
That's very thing you will remember him by.
Mm. It's probably one of the most famous of his paintings.
Mm.
And it's quite small, apparently.
It's small.
Apparently it's quite a little
piece. It looks like a big piece.
It looks, yeah.
Yeah. And then he had those things where he was it him that did the tree and it was a woman's face, or was it him or not?
I don't know. I mean, he's done things like that. He did a portrait of Abraham Lincoln, which you only see at 20 meters back.
Yeah, the woman standing at
close,
the window.
Close up, it's there's a whole lot of other things happening.
Okay. Mm.
I think with artists like this, you know, kind of rumors follow them. But I once heard that the melting clocks was indicative of his own fear of potential impotence.
Oh.
Mm. Mm. I've read that somewhere as well.
Well, Abel says we mustn't support Nathaniel. He says, ek het ook nie theater geken nie. En nou love ek dit. But thanks to Nathaniel.
Ja, ek dink is twee goeters daar. So ek dink die een is Nathaniel and the other one is the theater conversation.
Okay, Yul Damaso, you got a exhibition which I dearly wanted to go and see before the show today, but I just didn't get to that.
That's okay, we'll wait for you.
Oh, please. I know you still got time till the 17th.
We actually have something for you, but you have to come and
no, I'll come get, and get it
from
it.
The studio.
I'll come and get it.
Michaela made something for you.
Oh, fantastic.
Yes.
Well, it's still the 17th.
Yeah, it's the 16th. We've just shifted a day or two off.
Okay.
We'll still be there on the 17th, but we're hustling. We're doing another little one-night show at Mount Grace.
Okay. Mm. Now, your exhibition is where exactly, Craig?
In Craigle Park, 56 Park. Buckingham Avenue. There's a well-known restaurant called Corner Cafe, and I'm just behind it.
Okay.
The building that I'm in is the original post office for Craigle Park, so it still has the two original entrances for black people and white people.
Oh.
And so it's quite an interesting little building, and the old phone, public phone booths are still there. One is bricked up, one is open.
It's amazing. See it nog, does it say Europeans only?
No, none of that signage is up anymore. You'll have to excuse me. I can't like Afrikaans praat nie.
No, you
but
don't
if you
have
say
to.
Yule, I'm knowing that you're talking about.
Yeah, Yule, it will be a focus puller.
Yeah.
Now, this exhibition is with your work and other artists.
Yes, I'm hosting 17 artists from jewelry, sculpture, 3D printing, photography, lighting, bags. Is across the board, so that we went along with the line of Yule's little shop of curiosities, because there's so many strange little things. The studio is very much like that, regardless of a show or not, because I have a whole collection of all my things, and I choose not to paint one specific thing like some artists do or some galleries want you to do. So my mind and my technique darts around. There's
I love
always
that.
Lots to see. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I even have stuff into this in the ceiling, so they don't have space. So there's a huge 3-meter canvas up into the ceiling, and there's two flags that I've painted up in the ceiling, and there's everywhere. You have to really, really look and pay attention.
In this particular exhibition, I read, and I didn't quite understand it, that you work with rust.
Mm.
What the hell is that? Working with rust. It sounds like Harry Potter.
So there's a lot of artists that are working with rust, but they are working with rusting steel or metal. I work with an acrylic medium with iron filings and a different acrylic medium with copper filings or copper powder, and then I actually paint it onto canvas.
Uh-huh.
So when you see the canvas, it looks like rust. Everybody thinks it's rust, and it is rust, but something is telling you that it's not on metal, but you can't quite figure it out. So everybody goes to touch the canvas, and then it moves because it's on cloth, but it is rust.
Okay, well, then do you have a sign up there, so don't touch the canvas?
No, I don't mind. Actually, I had a portrait of Nelson Mandela at Constitution Hill, and I called it Untouchable. And that's specifically, so some of the rust paintings I coat with a glaze coat, with a matte or gloss, but just to protect it. This specific one, I didn't. And and when you went up to read, it asked you may touch the painting lightly. The painting was called Untouchable because Nelson Mandela had become untouchable. He was still alive at the time. So what happens is that when you touch the canvas, the rust residue is on your finger. And what I was saying with that is that, look, Nelson Mandela has had an effect on you.
Yeah.
But at the same time, the acid on your finger is now going to affect the picture because we are affecting him because we don't leave him alone.
Uh-huh.
So you can touch the canvas gently.
Fantastic. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Yeah.
Makes like sense.
So feel detail behind that whole action. Wow.
Mm.
But when did you start doing art?
So I was very, very clever and I stopped art in standard 7 at school.
Het was nog standards gehad.
Mature reason, I didn't like the teacher. And after school, I figured actually this is what I want to do. So.
Did we have art at school?
Yes.
I didn't have art.
Yeah, ik het gehad.
Everybody has
really?
Art at school.
What school did
you go to?
Yeah. I was in Pretoria. I think we had RVB training or something. I can't remember art.
I had art till standard 9, and then they took it away because there was no money to fund the...
Oh, yes. Really? Yeah. Did we have art?
No, we had, but I did typing instead of art.
Oh, yeah.
The art of typing.
They used to call me Moffy Fingers.
Yeah.
Moffy Fingers.
Mm.
Okay, and then after school, I'm going to do my own way.
After school, I studied architecture at Technikon. My father suggested, look, you know, it's artistic and you can earn a decent living. I just really, really didn't like it. Everything was restricted down to parallel lines and plan. I just didn't enjoy it. So after my diploma, I went and I worked in a coffee shop for a year. Then I went to Italy to see if my grandfather would teach me, because he was a big shot artist in Italy. But when I got there, he was pretty far gone. Hospital, and then died a few months later. So, and then while I was traveling around, that's when I made the decision. I was actually in a town called Toulon. I was hitchhiking from London to Italy to go see my grandmother. And I came across a town called Toulon. It's the first Riviera town. And there was a world sculpturing competition on. 10 countries being represented by 10 artists. 10 blocks of Carrara marble at the waterfront. So you had all these beautiful coffee shops, all the super yachts, and these artists chipping away. And I just stood there watching him for the whole day and thought, like, man, I don't ever want to sit in an office again. Mm-hmm. And I came home and I started. And it's about 23 years later now.
Wow. Mm. Amazing. So did you understand that you liked one specific section of art, or did you immediately try all the different styles? Like, what I'm trying to say is, like, if it's paint, oil, acrylic, water, sculpting, all the different...
Yeah, all the different mediums.
Mediums, yeah, that's the word I'm looking mediums. For, medium, yeah.
So I started just tinkering around with acrylic and mostly painting murals, because at the time, when was it, 92, everybody was just getting murals painted everywhere. I dabbled a little bit in some sculpture, but not with any very permanent material. I made a sculpture while I was in London, and I was trying to sell it in Covent Garden, and Bobby asked me to cover it up, which I was quite shocked, because they're pretty open-minded.
Yeah.
It was just a pair of boobs and a bum with a weird leg with three toes. It was a very odd-looking thing, but
maybe
people were crowding around and taking pictures. So.
Personal problem that Bobby had.
But the acrylic medium was with me for about 5 years, and I was really nervous to try the oil.
Mm.
And then I thought one day, I've got to try it. And I tried it, and the first oil painting I did was my first portrait of Nelson Mandela, which was the dreaded Madiba. I really liked it, and I never went back to acrylic. I just stayed with oil. Then I started the rust because I wanted to try and take control away from myself. Because I'm very meticulous, and I wanted to paint every eyelash. And I thought, with the rust, you can be as meticulous as you want, but when you have to wash it with acids to get it to react, it's out of your hands. It rusts beautifully, or it rusts really badly.
Okay.
I did a show before, for example, 28 nudes, very small. And 2 days before the show, 18 were blank. So, you know, panic, and you start putting more acid and more little drops of copper to try and bring out what was underneath the rust and things.
And then if it still doesn't work, you give your gallery people who come to see the show, you give them acid. And then they see lots of stuff.
Yes.
Wow.
Okay, and are you on his website, Bernard?
Yeah, I can get the Dreaded Madiba search now. Yeah.
And how does it look?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
I like it. It's very nice.
Show me.
Wow.
Wow, the Dreaded Madiba.
Oh, I get it.
Clever.
Now.
Even Gavin gets it now.
Madiba in dreadlocks.
Yeah, it's
is
lovely.
Is it gold or is it grey? The colour of the dreads.
Grey.
Oh, wow.
Are you blind?
I don't know.
Why are you not blind?
You had it at an angle, so I couldn't see it properly.
So tell me, where can our listeners go to look at your stuff?
I'm on Facebook, Instagram, or my website.
Okay, it's here's how you spell this weird name, Yul. It's
Y-I-U-L-L. Yeah.
Yul.
Yul, and then it's Damazo.
Yeah, Damazo.
Damazo. But you got your own website, hey?
Yes, yul.com.
Yul.com. So, but is this Yul the Treats? What's this exhibition called? The House of Yul. No?
Yul's Shop of Curiosities.
Yeah, so that's very, it sounds Yuletide.
Yeah, you know? Well, that's exactly what the name means, Christmas.
Yeah.
In the Scandinavian languages. Yuletide, Yulog. Yeah.
Oh.
I'm not. I'm Portuguese Italian. Born in Zimbabwe, live here. So.
But you still have family in Italy?
Very distant. They're all gone.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, so you're a Scandinavian. I wondered. Okay. I love Scandinavians. Have you been there?
Not yet.
Oh, they're so clever.
Mm. They run things very nicely, huh?
Yes, see. It's the woman. It's the women look like they're running stuff.
Mm.
there. And the men is, what kind of insect do you get that just gonna fuck the wife and then must fuck off?
Spider or
yeah. It's a praying mantis.
Yeah, the Swedish are like that. No, so the women the are running. No, they don't. They don't. But you can see the man is there in the corner, and
I'm saying the praying mantis eat the man.
Not the Swedes. No, not the Swedes. What does it taste like? Not sweet. It's sour. Okay. So what time do you open, and you stay up till
pretty late? Open. So we open every single day at 10 in the morning.
Okay, so I'm coming, eh?
Yeah, on the weekend, Saturday, Sundays, we open at 9 in the morning.
Okay.
And we stay until 7, 8, 9 o'clock, just depending on how much thoroughfare there is later on.
What's the average price of your stuff there?
So in the shop, we've got, in Yule's Shop of Curiosities, we've got things ranging from 50 Rand.
Okay, great.
And that's the cheapest, and to the most expensive, which is 600,000 rand.
Jesus. And
I'm,
what's
coming,
that?
I'm coming.
That's for a 50 rand button.
What's so expensive?
The Night Watch. That's the painting of Nelson Mandela being autopsied by our politicians.
Did you do it?
Yes.
And did you do it in the style of Rembrandt?
It's actually a remake of the Rembrandt painting exactly, except for the characters and one switch over with his Tambo Becky facing the wrong way.
I think I've seen it somewhere. Mm. It's very... Oh, so you are that guy.
Yeah.
I came across it at some festival, and it was you then. Okay.
Wow. That can... Like, okay, Bernard is showing us.
Oh, yes.
That cloth is white, Gavin.
And the painting is exactly the same size as Rembrandt's painting, so it's 2.3 meters across.
Wow. You know,
and Jacob Zuma is pulling his lips like he always does in Parliament.
But you can sell this to a politician.
Mm.
They have the money.
We have to get the politicians in.
Yeah, they have to see this.
Because what is it that, like, for me, it's like all of them are trying to get a piece or trying to sell a piece of them, of Madiba, through their messaging to the people, saying, claiming that they are for the people, yet...
Are you talking about this? Or
I'm talking
general.
About this.
No, it's a great interpretation, but that's not what it means.
Okay, cool, okay.
they're basically just trying to find out what makes him the special man, the special creature. And then Nkosi Johnson, I've used as a doctor, has cut his arm open, is showing the inner workings of flesh and bone, and is saying to them, look, he's just a man. He's a great man, but he's just a man. So you have the potential to be a great man too.
Mm-hmm. But do you work like that, where you actually have a interpretation of your painting, and if someone deviates from that, you say no, it's not what it means.
It works in both ways. So there's a thing called automatism. Salvador Dali actually used that a lot, and it's when you're just creating without thought, you're just going along. It's almost like daydreaming. Or when you drive home, you don't think, oh, I need to change gear now. I need to turn right here. You get home and you go, didn't even think about getting home, but I'm home. So that's automatism. So sometimes when I paint, it happens like that. And other times it's very specifically
specific
thought
idea.
Out before. Yeah.
Yeah.
And sometimes even the automatism, I paint and it has a very specific meaning, but I haven't figured it out yet. And only after I've painted and finished, do I start analyzing and figuring out what I was trying to say?
Yeah, I walk into the room and I look at that painting and I say something that's completely different. Would you then say, no, it's wrong?
No, not at all. There's so many interpretations, and almost every single one of them is right. It can be construed and changed to whatever is talking to you in the painting.
Yeah, that's what I like about it. Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah.
But I also like about it when you do have a message and you put it in there and you say, this is the fucking message.
Yeah.
Because sometimes people don't say that. And I hate that. You know, when you say, what does that mean? Whatever you wanted to mean, but sometimes you actually mean something.
Yeah.
Remember, we are on WhatsApp now. We have left WeChat. And WhatsApp, if you're local, it's 079-748-2090. And you just write your name afterwards, because I just see a number here on our computer screen.
In Portuguese.
In Onsini Futuki, but sometimes is it a berg. And
of
then
a
of a kaiki. And then if you're from overseas, you just do +27 and then 797482090, and we'll get it in front of us here, and we all can see it. It's so nice.
It's very awesome.
It's awesome. It's totally awesome. Now, there's one guy who's got a some kind of a problem, Dirk van der Watt, or what is his name? Yul?
Yeah.
Yul?
Yes.
Tell me.
Who? I don't know what you're talking about.
There's a guy, Dirk van der Watt, or Isaac van der Werf, or something. He's got like one eye and a foot or something.
Hey? I have no idea what you're saying.
Yeah, but who are you? Why are you here? Where's that press release?
Julius.
No, man. It's Afrikaans surname.
Julius van der Watt.
Yeah. What is his problem again?
Well, I don't know who you're talking about there. So we've got one of the artists exhibiting is Julius van der Watt.
Yeah.
He suffers from cerebral palsy. And he's a quadriplegic.
You see. Yes. I was right.
Yeah. So his brother designed, who's an engineer, designed a stylus that fits onto his head, onto a helmet. And he does digital art onto an iPad from his head. And they're quite Miro-ish. Very beautiful, and they're very specific for him. Yeah. They are about his feelings and emotions about what's going on inside his head. Okay. And I mean, he's not even able to sign his artwork.
Really?
Yeah. So that's how far, you know, how debilitated he is. But it's quite beautiful. His fingerprint is his signature.
Okay.
It's very, very there.
That's sweet. Yeah. Yeah.
So if you go onto the Instagram or the Yule page on Facebook, there are a couple of posts of his there.
So,
or better yet, come to the show and then you can see the whole wall of stuff.
Well, are you as Yule on Instagram?
Yes.
What's your name?
Yule Damaso. Nobody's got my name. It's really easy. When I went to for a website, let me try yule.com. Available.
Yeah. It's that Facebook, I. Available. It's that I in front of the U that really throws it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that is great. So, but that is the other thing with art, and excuse my incompetence. I don't know a lot, but I know that like the Hockney started doing a lot of iPad stuff as well,
yeah.
And sort of made it okay.
Yeah, made it an acceptable form of art, yeah.
Yes. So this guy only works on iPad.
Well, as far as I know, that we have his work on show is digital art, yes.
Ah,
I'm sure he's probably done more.
Yeah.
He's like a Stephen Hawking. His mind is so far beyond most people's, and his body restricts him.
That's
so it must be very frustrating for him.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's amazing that you get that in life.
Mm.
Those people that you would write off and say, "Oh, Stephen Hawking, please.
Yeah.
What's this jibber jabber?" And then he's the most clever person on earth.
Exactly. Yeah.
Amazing. I dabble in art. So I would
actually
like
saw your crazy picture of a cat.
Oh Jesus Christ!
But I was trying to figure out the cat.
What kind of crazy picture of a cat?
It was on Instagram.
Oh, was it the yellow one?
Yes.
Oh, yes. I like that one.
Yeah.
That sort of that.
I was trying to explain to Michaela. I said it's a crazy cat. She goes, "Is it like?" And she said something. I said, "No, it's crazy."
Yeah.
I said, oh, okay.
Yeah, it's okay. But it was created like you said that moron neurotics. What?
Automatism.
Yes.
Yes.
It was created
moron,
like that.
Moron neurotics.
I created it like that. I was just sitting and doing stuff.
Yeah.
And look, it's a cat with a bouquet of flowers.
It's nice when things like that happen, though.
Yeah,
it's meditational. You drift off and you're gone for hours. Yeah.
Absolutely. Love it. Oh, well, okay. So I will come to you, Yule, and it is in Craigle Park.
Yeah, 56 Buckingham Avenue.
56 Buckingham Avenue. I will be there to accept my gift in person.
Lovely. Perfect.
Whatever it is.
Something small, cute, and a little bit crazy.
Oh, fantastic.
Please take pictures.
I will. We'll work it out, and I will contact you and tell you when I'm coming. Is there anything else you wanted to tell me?
Maybe if you just want to just mention some of the things that we've got.
Yeah, tell me.
So we've got paintings, photographs.
Okay.
We've got photography by a guy that did work for National Geographic, another guy that worked for NASA for 3 years.
Stunning.
Another guy that's Daniel Bash. He's got these. He's interesting because he's got two styles, and one is not under his name. It is his name, but it's not his name. Uh-huh. When you come, you'll see. And then we've got lights made by a Russian guy. Bags. Dov Fedler. You know Dov Fedler, the cartoonist?
Yeah, I read his name. Yeah.
We've got a whole wall of his artwork. So none of his cartoons, of his paintings.
Of his paintings.
And he paints beautifully, beautifully, okay. Beautifully. So he's wanting to paint more and more because cartooning is hard work. It's a lot of pressure.
Yes.
And you know the painting is a nice, relaxing. Oh. And some of his artwork is beautiful. It looks like Francis Bacon or Robert Hudgens.
Oh, right, yeah. Nice.
Those ones are gone.
Yeah, all gone already.
Yeah.
Wow. Mm.
But beautiful works.
I was the other night, I was at John Flismus's exhibition, and he also is very heavily influenced by Francis Bacon and Robert Hudgens.
I hosted John at my studio once. We did an exhibition together.
Oh, fantastic.
Yes.
Yes.
And he opened it. I think it was the best opening speech I've ever heard.
Well, I opened.
He told everybody to fuck off.
Sounds like John.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, he asked me to open ears, but the people weren't really listening to me. I don't know what happened. Mm. But I said, John's art is like a minion that went to a radioactive Japanese radioactive factory. And no one laughed. So I thought, okay.
Yeah, the thing with the art is that everybody becomes very serious. You know, when you go to gallery, everybody looks you up and down. Can I help you? And
yes.
And that's the nice thing about my studio is that because it's an artist's studio first, and it doubles up as a gallery as well. So it's not that. So even when there's no show on, it's my working studio. It's where I work from.
Great.
So it's a place where artwork is created.
Yeah.
And when you walk in, you will feel it. You'll feel like you're in a place that is a creative something. Every single person who walks in there goes, there's something about this place. It's just like a nice...
Just make sure that you don't sell the 50 rand item before I come, okay?
We've got a few of them for you.
Are you going to buy it?
Yes.
Well, I'm serious.
I will see you there, Yul.
Lovely. Thank you very much.
Definitely. I just wanted to see where my mouse is now. Where the fuck is my mouse?
There in front of you.
Right.
This one. Is this my mouse?
Well, that's two, yeah?
Well, this mouse I want. Yeah, it's the one. Now, we've got a section on the show where we play things that are either exceptionally different or exceptionally cuck. And our topic today, unfortunately, is exceptionally cuck.
Mm.
Okay? So that is what we're going to listen to now. We're going to listen to very, very bad singers. And then... when
charming.
I can find them. Huh?
Charming.
Charming. Well, it's sometimes that's funny, you know.
Yes.
So here we go. Yul, thank you very much for being
You're
here.
Yul DeMazo. Thank you so much for the time.
Look him up on Instagram and look me up on Instagram where I will be at his gallery and I will cross-pollinate to him and he will cross-link to me. It's all fucking things technical people. It is the modern world. Okay, thank you for being here. And here is Out There.
The Casper Radio Show. Out There.
Don't let the sun go down on me yet. Although I search myself, there's always someone else I see. I just allow a fragment of your life to wander free. The sun going down on me.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Sorry. Roland.
I know you have to hear me.
I even think you would do badly in Kosovo Idol. I mean, that was absolutely horrific.
And time goes by. So slowly, and time can do so much. Are you still mine? I need your love.
Chocolate,
Take another little piece of my heart.
All right, okay.
When Israel was in Egypt's land, let my people go. Oppressed so hard, they could not stand. Let my people go. Go down, Moses, down into plain, and say, Pharaoh, Pharaoh, let my people go.
Is the story of life, or is this just fantasy? Call it a woman's heart. No escape from reality. Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see it. I'm just a poor man. I need no sympathy. Cause it's easy come, easy go.
Into your eyes, I tell you what I see. Girl, you're the one I'm going to keep in my dreams. I want to hold you close, give you everything, girl. Let you know you're only wearing my diamond ring. I want to keep you in my heart, show you what I mean. Girl, you're the one I've been seeing in my dreams.
You want to hear the chorus?
No, I couldn't hear anymore.
I made it through the wilderness. Somehow I made it through it. Didn't know how lost I was until I found you. I was bent, incomplete. I've been had. I was sad and blue, but you made me feel. Yeah, you made me feel shiny and new, like a virgin, touched for the very first time, like a virgin, with your heartbeat
okay.
Next to me.
Keith.
Yeah?
Last year I described someone as being the worst singer in America. I think you're possibly the worst singer in the world, based on that performance. And I'm absolutely serious. I've never, ever heard anything like that in my life. Ever.
Keith, that was horrific, man. Well, it was you. When you said interesting and unique, you said a mouthful. Oh, my God.
No, but Keith, you've got to hear yourself to believe it. There is nobody on this planet who sings like you.
Clock strikes upon the hour, and the sun begins to fade. Still enough time to figure out how to chase my blues away.
So now, isn't it? I can honestly in the studio, and we're going to tell the tale of Consistory. Improv style. We don't know what's going to happen, actually. But we are ready, are we, Hannes?
Ja.
Ek dink ons sal ons scenes as volg opdeel. Ons sal die eerste scene sal wees by die bakkery van Sybrand met sy nuwe girlfriend Rita. En dan, ek dink, toilet ergens in by 'n shopping center of so waar ons dan vir Benny sal aantref. En dan die laaste dink ek moet ons doen met Elizabeth Smook en Dr. Langerhans, daai drie, kom ons vat daai drie gegewe. Ek het ongelukkig nou nie die kenwys sien. Ek weet nie wat 'n fok daar dit is nie. Ding 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 ding. Pam 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 pam. Genotshol, dis so lekker om hier by jou te wees, Sybrand.
Hallo Rita, skus as ek bietjie 'n sidetrack is vandag, is baie dol in die bakkery.
Nee, maar ek sal help.
Jy's welkom, ag. Ek en jy kom nou al 'n lang pad saam.
Wat dan sal ek hierdie vir jou, moet jy nie meer suiker daarin sit nie?
Nee Rita, dis 'n spesiale resep, is my ouma se ou resep hierdie vir mosbolletjies. So as jy my net 'n oombliekie sal gee, dat ek sal jy kan my help om dit in die oond te sit. Maar soos ek sê, dis baie dol hier so vandag, so ek moet nog al die croissants inkry, daar's nog, ek moet dosyne rolletjies ook doen, en my soutert, ek bly vergeet van die soutert.
Maar, Sybrand, ek is jou soutertjie.
Dit is jy, inderdaad.
Gieterostrasa. Luister, ek kan jou regtig help, boer, moet nie 'n bietjie meer deeg daar in sit nie, dit lyk vir my so droog, skilvrig.
Baie dankie vir die aanbod, Rita. Jy is inderdaad 'n vrou duisend, maar weer eens, daai is 'n baie, baie ingewikkelde resepie daai, en ek het regtig 'n klein bietjie spasie nodig as ek daai ene heeltemal agter mekaar wil kry.
Sybrand!
Ag nee, hier kom hy nie.
Die bosmolletjies.
Die mosbolletjies. Sê dit net reg. Ek kan nie 'n woord verstaan wat hierdie ou altyd vir my sê nie, ou Hennie.
Dit gis. Iemand het te veel suiker in dit gesit.
En die mosbolletjies gegis. Ja. As gevolg van te veel suiker.
Ja, yeah, dit is wat ek sê.
Dankie Hennie. Jy is 'n getroue handlanger hierso by die bakkery. Al irriteer jy my soms, maar jy het my nou wragtig gered. Ek kon nie dit vir kliënte gegee
het
nie.
Is dit my fout?
Rita. Ek is jammer, ek moet eerlik wees, dis jy wat my die suiker gepeter het.
Ek het, ja.
En dis moontlik hoekom die mosbolletjies verkeerd uitgekom het. Ek is so besig en nou moet ek hulle oordoen.
Ek is jammer, my liefste Sybrand. Ag, jene, katamai bak. Ek het net probeer help.
Ek weet jy het net probeer help.
Daai pyn in jou oë, ag, dis vir my so verskriklik om dit te sien.
Ach, Rita,
soos iemand wat dood gegaan het.
Rita, sien, ek sien nie te bakker nie. Ek's 'n kunstenaar. Vir my deeg en oonde, dit alles kom by mekaar in 'n ontploffing van emosie en
iemand vis, dit kan nie soet saadjie.
Ag nee. Daai soetjies was 'n nuwe deeg omhulde soetjie.
Dis wat ek die deeg.
Was dit, ag nee Rita, dit raak, ek is jammer Rita, maar soms het 'n man net so klein bietjie spasie nodig om homself te vind. En 'n meisie kan soms die verskil maak tussen 'n goeie bakker en 'n slegte ene.
Verstaan ek jou reg? Moet ek maar liewer gaan, Sybrand?
Ek is nog steeds lief vir jou, maar dalk sal dit help as jy my nie elke liewe dag hier by die werk kom besoek nie.
Okay, dan sal ek maar gaan. Sterkte met jou gebakkery.
Sorry Rita. Sterkte, sien jou later.
Ek kyk pad uit. Ja, sak.
Pam param pam 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 pam. Pam param pam 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 pam. Pom pom pom. Hoe gaan ons nou? Dit klink soos iemand wat pee nie.
Dis nogal 'n hoesie wat jy daar het, jongen.
ja, oom. So ek het 'n weet nie, ek het 'n sousbolletjie gekoop daar by die bakkery. Here. Is dit nie met my geakkordeer nie?
Ja.
Ou. Kom oom, baie na die toilet toe.
Ja, nie net is dit 'n noodsaaklike biologiese funksie wat die liewe Vader ons gegee het nie, maar dit is ook vir my 'n geleentheid om mense te ontmoet.
Ja, ja. Is dat iets wat oom my wil vra, want oom hou my pad toe, na die uit hier toe.
Ek het net gewonder wat doen 'n oulike jong mannetjie soos jy in 'n badkamer soos die?
Ach, ek het maar kom fluit, maar...
ja, ek sien jy het water afgelei. Ek persoonlik is bevrees, ek moet een van die stalletjies besoek. Ek raak nogal soms so 'n bietjie nerveus as ek alleen 'n stalletjie besoek, as jy verstaan wat ek bedoel.
Moet ek oom kom help?
Help is so 'n sterk woord. Ek sou verkies as ons eerder sê bystaan.
Ja, goed, oom. Kom ons gaan hier in. Goed, waarmee kan ek help?
Ek hoop nie, gee om as ek net die slot op hierdie deur so bietjie toeskuif nie.
Dit, oom, ek wil nou nie deelik wees nie, maar het oom geld.
Ja, mors nie jou tyd nie, ne? Ek het gedink, het kon dalk 'n vinnige romantiese interlude wees, en nou is het duidelik dat jy net in sake belang stel.
Wel, alles het sy prys, oom, en ek kan sien, oom is lus.
So jy vind my nie aantreklik nie.
Nee, maar ek is R300 vir 'n suig.
Ja, dit is nogal iets waarvan ek dalk sou belangstel, dat ek net gou kyk hierso in my beursie. Jy moet my verskoon, dis alles maar hoofsaaklik klein geld en 'n paar van die kleiner denominasie note, dis maar wat ek uit die kollektekas uit onkry. My handjie is bietjie seer, sal jy my help met my rotsluiter?
Wag bietjie.
Wat?
Ek herken vir oom. Oom is die dominee van die hervormde kerk. Oom is die dominee wat so toe die moffies is.
Dis alles net 'n misverstand. Beproef alle dinge en behou die goeie. Hierdie is alles bloot geleentheid om die onderwêreld bloot te stel. Jy het my nie hier gesien nie.
Jy kom hier, vat so oom.
Asjeblief, moet die vrou nou nie vertel nie. Moet nie.
Kom, my klein kind. So, you put the puzzle pieces so, en dan sit jy dit daar sy.
Mama, ek dit rakker.
Ja, jy so slim is. Nou, hierdie ding, kyk, hierdie klein vierkantjie is gemaakt van plastic. So moet dit nie in jou mond sit, you will suffocate.
Ek wil.
Jy moet nie.
Ek wil.
Oh, nee. Oh, kyk hoe glo jou horinkies.
Los my uit, mama.
Jy gee die dingetje hier.
Minna.
Jy druk het om my keel.
Strip dit, mama.
My kid vermoor my. Oh my God. My kid. My jyre, wat gaan nie aan?
Mama val om.
Elizabeth.
Mama val om.
Wat het mama omgeval? Wat het gebeur, my kind?
Nek nie. Sy opval. Sy hartaanval kry.
Elizabeth. Nee, sy is weg.
Mama slapie.
Mama. Ach, jyre, en sy het so lekker met jou gespeel.
Mama slapie.
Wel, ek
moet gaan bel naar die dokter. Bly jy hier by mama, hoor?
Okay, papa.
Ek nie heeltemal dood.
Carrying on with its tradition, thrilling tradition of bringing musical theater live to television, NBC once again preparing to broadcast another live Broadway show. On December 7th, mark your calendars, your whole family is going to love the best seats in the house for Hairspray Live.
Based on the Tony Award-winning Broadway show, Hairspray takes place in 1962 Baltimore. Teenager Tracy Turnblad's dream is to dance on a local TV program. When, against all odds, Tracy wins a role on the show, she becomes an overnight celebrity. But it's her mother that eventually encourages Tracy to make good on her campaign to integrate the all-white TV show.
Hairspray Live stars newcomer Maddie Baglio, Dove Cameron, Kristen Chenoweth, Garrett Clayton, Harvey Fierstein, Ariana Grande, Derek Huff, Jennifer Hudson, Martin Short, Ephraim Sykes, and Shahadi Wright Joseph.
And don't forget special appearances by Billy Eichner, Sean Hayes, Andrew Martin, and Rosie O'Donnell.
All right, now a special preview of what's to come on the night of December 7th at 8 o'clock on NBC. From the back lot of Universal Studios in Los Angeles, here is Harvey Fierstein, who plays Edna Turnblad and the cast of Hairspray Live with You Can't Stop the Beat.
An avalanche of the races down the hill. You can try to stop the seasons, girl, but you know you never will. And you can try to stop my dancing feet, but I just cannot stand still. Cause the world keeps spinning round and round, and my heart keeps its time to the speed of sound. I was lost till I heard the drums, and I found my way. Cause you can't stop the beat. You can't stop the river as it rushes through the sea. You can try to stop the hands of time, but you know.
In Westernaria,
Bram, 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 Descasperario.
So that bit was from Hairspray that was on TV this week.
En ons sal nou daaroor gesels in die skeer en skinder seksie met Betty Bangles Bernard Buys. But now it is time to welcome our
extra special
guests to the studio. They are here and they are alive with the sound of panto. And ons sê hallo vir Jaco.
Hallo julle.
Ons sê hallo vir Kate.
Hallo julle.
And we say hallo to Isaac.
Hallo oom.
Hi. And they are appearing in Robin Hood, Babes in the Woods, at the Johannesburg Theatre. And we had the privilege to see that Wednesday night. Yes?
Yes.
We all, Gavin and Bernard and myself, we really loved it. It was like a new jewel.
Oh, yay.
You know? It's like a sparkle. Everything looks sparkling and new and fresh.
Aww. Yay.
And I wanted to make a joke with you, Kate, but I won't.
I
wanted
to do it.
No, I won't. I wanted to say that I admire your personal courage to play a deranged thing. But it is an accent, isn't it?
You know what, darling? I think it's because of the Barocca boosts that we all consume. I think we each have about two of those tablets before a show.
Before a show.
Not a day. So I think that probably adds to the energy and the insanity because we're sort of reasonably frenetic before we start. Because we need that to launch pad ourselves into the rest of the piece.
Yeah.
You've seen how sort of insanely energetic it is. So.
Very.
Yeah.
From the word go. But you're also from a strange province.
Where are you from, Kate?
What, originally?
No, the fucking fairy.
It's sort of, I have a friend who calls it Bollywood Irish. You know, it's like this sort of mid-western, you know, it's not anywhere specific except in the ether of my own head.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. And Jaco, well, Kate, you're already you're now a FOTS, friend of the show. Because you've been here more than once.
Oh, yeah.
You're a FOTS. And Jaco's a FOTS as well now.
Is it?
He's been here more than once.
I'm tearing up.
Yeah,
it's
I know.
Beautiful. A FOTS. I've never been called a FOTS. I love it.
Yeah. A FOTS of the Casper Radio Show.
I love it.
Do you have little...
We have music, which we'll play now.
No, but I'm saying not CDs.
Plaques.
Plaques and awards that you give people who are...
No. What happens is after you've become a FOTS, it's like a OBE, and then when you come again, you become... You get the order of the god.
Okay. Okay.
Only then.
Right.
Okay, so now you're only... You can say, Jaco van Rensburg Hockey's FOTS.
FOTS. Okay. I love it.
Jaco, we last saw you because you brought in a production called Don't Hit Me, Now Fuck Off and Kill Me.
Pretty much.
No, it was... I love you.
I love you, you're perfect, now change. Yes.
It was a brilliant show.
Lovely, thank you. I'm so glad you enjoyed.
And we also saw you in...
Oh, you did. Oh, my gosh.
He was bloody amazing.
He was amazing.
You
were stunning, eh?
Oh, thank you. That was a year ago. I can't believe that was a year ago.
How about a bottle, mister? Only costs a penny guaranteed.
What am I going
to do? Pirellis stimulate the growth, sir. You can have my oath, sir. Tis unique.
So that's from Sweeney Todd, where you played, what's his name?
Tobias Rag.
Nothing's gonna hurt you. You sing that, and then she sings it to you.
Yes.
Yeah, beautiful. So, but you are then a producer, director. What are you?
I don't quite know what I am. I love having all my fingers in various pies, Casper.
Okay.
But for this one, I'm back on stage for Robin Hood and having the best time with the most amazing company ever.
Banner told me that you were an amazing Frankie Valli in Jersey Boys.
Oh, thank you. Yes, I did do Frankie Valli. That was a fantastic production to be a part of. I think that was 3 years ago.
Jesus, do you have That's that crazy. High voice?
I did. I don't know if I can do it anymore, but I did do it then.
Really?
It was lovely.
Cats, magical... Let me just stop
doing
talk now. Because Todd is not interrupting it. Difficult music. Okay, it's magical. Magical Mr. Mistopheles.
Bum, ba-dum, bum. That's one.
Oh, how have they ever got so clever as magical Mr. Mistopheles? Jesus Christ, superstar. You played Simon.
Yeah.
What did Simon do?
Simon was one of the zealots, and he desperately wanted Jesus to overthrow the government. And Jesus says, no, I'm going to do this in a peaceful way.
What songs did you sing then?
He's got one number called Simon Zealot. It's not a very well-known song.
Sing it for us.
Christ, you know I love you.
That's my
Didn't
banana.
You see our way? I believe in you and God, so tell me that I'm saved. Yeah, something like that. Yes, it is.
I love that.
Yeah. That's a lovely song.
Yeah.
Isaac and I actually did a production probably 10 years ago. My gosh. Yeah, that's where we studied together.
Of Jesus Christ Superstar.
Yeah, it was the Bonsai version that Paul Warwick Griffin did for Peter Turin, the initial tiny little Bonsai.
And who were you, Isaac?
I can't remember.
You were Peter. You sang the most beautiful song in the show. I think I've made your point now. You sang the most beautiful ballad in the show.
Ja, maar ek het gehoor van 'n goudvis.
Clearly.
Het jy hare goed gewees?
I was beautiful.
Well, at least he wasn't playing Jesus and he can't remember that. but Isaac, you have gone on and done all kinds of stuff, but you've got a band called D2. Are you
No, that fell apart because my brother had to move to Bloemfontein.
Ah, fuck him, want did you? I've got it here.
Yay.
What did you do?
This year in your brew?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
It's quite mooi.
Met ons hande, waar liefde kan ontmoet. En ek wil jou hou, deur al die wêreld seer. Saam met jou loop, wat ook al mag gebeur. Ek wag vir jou.
Ek sit daar om te dink wat jy met haar wil doen in die hall.
Wil jy dit?
Dit is great. Ek dacht, dit is nou jou nietste band. Ek
nee,
is so trots dat ek het nou gebring het.
Ja, maar ek het nie eens meer al liekie op my laptop nie.
iPod.
Ek weet nie, wat jy omgekry.
Ek het omgekry baie makkelijk op die internet.
My jimmel. Al jy echt ook nog iets.
Jy het dit eers geweet nie.
Ek het wat, ek moet bel.
Jy is moet bel. Jy moet soms check wat die vlok aangaan, maar dit is very nice.
Dankie.
Ja, en you did Jesus Christ Superstar, it says here, and Joseph, what did you play in Joseph?
Was het niet Isaacar nie?
Ik denk zo.
Ik denk het was.
Ook samen met
Jakob. Ook samen met
mij, ja.
Jakobkie.
Oké. Jij zei, jij het samen gesmaakt?
Ja.
Ons was altijd bij die goede Pretoria Technicon.
Wat nou zijn gaat zien.
Ja, jammer.
Ja, ik hoor zo.
That used to be a really sort of auspicious place to go.
Yes.
Everyone used to go, hey, now come in. Moenie weggaan nie. I'm just saying. Why is it going funny?
It's all very political now and going violent.
Yeah, and also apparently there's no specialization anymore. They want to, as far as I understand, all the performing arts are now under one umbrella. So you've got drama, opera, musical theater, stagecraft, jewelry making, all of this under getting one degree. So you can't specialize anymore, which is really the problem.
Oh, I see. Because I got some friends who teach there, and then you sometimes tell them they can't go in now because there's car burning or something.
Car burning.
Car burning day.
Petrol bomber.
And then, Kate, your list, yes, like.
Now, I've got to stop. Sort of starting my CV from, you know, 80s on. Because it's a bit depressing. So I will. I'll chop 10 years.
It's like Instagram videos that you have the bracket and you just move it on because you can't post the whole video.
But you wrote recently The Two in the Bush, which I didn't see. Why didn't I see it? Why didn't you invite me?
It was on at the... I'm sure you were invited to Daphne's Theatre on the Square.
I see it was there, yeah. But then was that before or after Sister Act?
It was before.
You see, then we didn't sort of mingle.
No, yeah.
We know each other, but we sort of connected again after Sister Act.
Yeah.
So are you going to do it again?
Yes.
Good.
And we will do sort of variations on that theme.
What theme?
Possibly
the bush.
The bush. Two in the bush.
Bush.
Yeah, but following similar obscene themes and offensive. We're going to offend, no doubt.
Okay, music. I just hear music. It's fantastic in my ears. Okay, lovely. Two in the bush. That is coming back again. Then I'll definitely come see it, and you'll be here, and then you'll be made Order of the Garter.
Fantastic.
We've
got to have a whole procedure, hey?
Yeah, no, absolutely. No, we've got music, everything.
Okay, great.
Jonathan Rocksmith is already Order of the Garter.
Is he?
And Alan Committee is.
Fantastic. Okay. Yeah? So it's an auspicious...
Oh, you'll be the first woman, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, when you say woman, broadly speaking, at this age, you know.
How many performances of Robin Hood do you have to do with that energy?
9
per week.
A week. I think we started off with 76 shows, right?
Yeah.
Like now we're down to 28.
8 that we have left ish, yeah.
Oh, really? So you're halfway through already?
Yeah. We finish on the 30th of December.
Oh, I thought you were going on in January.
Nee, frek, man, ons sal nie maak nie.
Yes. Wanneer is die tawe dag?
Saterdag.
Sondag.
Yeah, I suppose. Saturday doen ons 3 performances. And that's okay, because you get through it with loads of Barocca and...
Yes, no, but then you've got a Sunday left.
That's the problem. Sunday morning getting up. It's difficult.
I can't imagine.
Is Saturday... Sunday is also 3?
No, luckily just 2.
Yeah.
But that Sunday too...
2 on Sunday.
Again. After the 3.
Yeah.
But, we were there for one show only, I think, Wednesday.
Yes.
So you were lots of energy there.
Yeah.
It was fantastic.
Yeah, there was going to be a yellow box full Barocca die on.
Yeah. But I was going to say something, but you get to the second show on a Saturday and you're sort of feeling slightly deranged. Mm. But come the third, you sort of start disassociating and you don't know which act you're in. You don't know if it's the first show or the third. And then people remind you and help you. I often see Isaac on the side. He's often got a glazed look in his eye. But he just sort of sits. And I never see him performing because we only sort of see each other. Ballad of the Crone, but he's always sweating profusely, and he looks like he does absolutely nothing because he's always sitting down. And I said to my husband the other night, I always walk past Isaac and say, "Are we keeping you up, Isaac?" You know, but he works his ass off. But I only ever see him in the resting phase.
You see him resting. Oh my goodness! But you do. It did look like every one of you had a bolt of electricity in your. In
bottoms.
Your body,
yeah.
bottoms, very good, excellent.
I was just waiting for the balloons to come down.
I thought so. It's the only time people stand up to clap. It's when the balloons come down. And we think it's for us, but it's not. It's for the balloons.
But we were sitting in the white box.
The Queen's VIP box. Box.
Yeah,
yeah.
Let's say Queen's
right.
box where
you get
Queen.
No, the dog box.
But we didn't get any.
Sorry, just one more story. I just want to tell you that the other day I'd gone into the audience, because you know that little beginning
piece where you
said to me, I turned to nobody when I was on the stage because I couldn't see. I'm as blind as a bat and I was talking to nobody. But I go out and I say, so, you know, what'll you swap me for a story? A chocolate, a wine gum? And this one little kid said to me, a toilet roll.
A toilet roll.
I was horrified, and I thought of some sort of smart ass answers to say, yes, well, I give you the best bum wiping you've had in your life. But I didn't, because I knew Timothy, our director, would.
Yeah, was
would,
in. Yeah. Yeah, just too rude for the poor children.
Sorry. Anyway, sorry.
That's very funny. No.
That's a lovely story.
I just wanted to tell you that Gavin, we were there, and then at some stage, it's a very poignant stage of the show, a balloon comes down. and pow!
Yeah.
And then I saw Gavin going and looking up and up. Ah! The balloons! Balloons are there!
Oops, premature.
Hour and a half later. Balloons dropped.
Oops.
Okay, we've got a section on the show called Skier and Skinner. It's gay news, and I give you two guesses who presents it.
I have no idea.
Ooh. I don't look like a gossiper, do I?
You don't. Oh, yeah. Very good.
Oh, Jesus, I pressed the wrong button. Okay, here we go again. Sorry, I think I just broadcast to Radio Pulpit on the other side. Ek vra verskoning vir almal, dit was nie vir julle bedoel nie. Hier kom dit nou. So, we were playing a bit of Hairspray that was on NBC, and you saw it, hey?
Mm.
And what did you think?
Well, there was baie interessante dinge op Facebook.
Yeah, but what?
Terwijl dit aan die gang was. Dit was, okay, ek het laas week daar gepraat en gesê, ek's excited, maar ek het twee issues.
Ja, we're not interested in your
maar
issues.
Maar ek wil om verskoning vra, laat ek gesê, daar's twee issues, en nog baie meer.
Oh my goodness. Wat se issues?
Om mee te begin, Tracy, ek weet nie, hulle, elke keer as hulle a virgin mark van Hairspray, dan is dit a nieuwe girl wat hulle ontdek, iwers,
you on, hey, if you can join, yeah.
Wat nou Tracy speel.
Ja.
So met die movie was mos hierdie moerse ding en Tracy, en sy was amazing gewees.
Ja.
Not so much hierdie ene. Sy was okay. Sy was, ja.
Hulle like all of my cellar.
Sy, waar die, ek meen, Tracy, die hele ding is, dis a dik girl wat
met moerse
amazing
haare.
Dinge accomplish. Nou, die ene kan nie amazing dinge accomplish nie. Sy sikkel wiek om te beweeg.
Okay.
Dalk is hy een bietjie stuif.
Nee, dit, ek weet nie, dit is stijf daar nie, hoor. Dit is net groot. Niks teen groot nie, ek self is groot. Maar, sy het nie vir my gewerk nie. Okay. Sy sing goed, maar, bietjie bland.
But sometimes fat girls can move.
Ja, maar sy het, ek weet nie, she was lacking something.
Movement.
Ek weet nie.
X factor.
A diet.
I think it was movement.
En dan, my liewe Jennifer Hudson.
Yes.
Shame. Sy be nice amazing, to her. Amazing, ek love her.
Ja.
En sy het die rol baie goed gespeel.
Ja.
Maar dis die verkeerde persoon vir die rol.
She's want, young.
Vir, ja, that was my first original issue, is that she's too young to play Motormouth Maybelle.
Mm.
But it kind of works in the production, maar my biggest issue is she lost a lot of weight. She's skinny, beautiful.
Yeah, but that's not Mabel.
Motormouth Mabel is a big girl. Mm. I mean, her signature song in the play is Big, Blonde and Beautiful. Yeah. You can't sing that if you're skinny.
Yeah.
It didn't work for me. Sorry.
But, you know, But you know that this is just an attempt by the TV stations to sort of bring Broadway in an easier way to the audiences at home, hey?
Ja, maar dit is wat ek laatst ook gesê het van, wat issue het van, en dit gebeur hier by ons ook in place, hulle cast name om mense te trek. Okay. En daar is actually mense wat die talent het om het te doen, wat nie die rolle kry nie.
But they, at least Albie Feinstein was in it.
Hy was goed.
He was the original.
Hy moet nie sing nie. Hy moet nie.
Ja, but that's what
maar hy was goed. As nie vir hom was nie, sou ek teen ophou kyk het. Hy was rarig funny gewees, ek het vir hom gehou.
Maar sy stem is fucked. Het jy gehoor?
Nee, ek kan glad nie meer praat nie. Het amper soos joune wat vandag so 'n bietjie...
Ja.
As you guys can see, there's a lot of love in the studio today.
Ja, ja. En dan Link, die hot oukie, is baie hot.
He's like an angel.
Hy het Brent Corrigan gespeel in Cobra. King Cobra, die movie van die pornstar.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
Me neither.
Okay.
Don't know what you're talking about.
Maar...
nou herken ek hom.
Ek het hom nie met sy klere aan herken nie.
Jy spot nou. Ek het hierdie tyd kyk ek vir die ou. Ek ken hom van iewers af. Ek ken hom van iewers af. En so Google ek sy naam, sy oofhoek. Ek ken hom toe. Maar ja,
could he sing?
Hy kan sing, maar sy power number wat in die movie was, is Lady's Choice. Het hulle weggevat vir hom en vir Connie Collins gegee om te sing. So ek weet nie, daar was choices wat gemaak was dat ek nie meer saam soel nie.
Ja. Okay, well that's enough of that.
Maar ja, wat ek hier wel gesê het is what worked is Harvey Feinstein.
Okay.
En Sean Hayes was Mr. Pinky.
Okay.
So daar's twee punte wat ek van gehou het.
Okay, just 2 seconds of a song I love from Hairspray.
Up today, feeling the way I always do. Oh, 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 hungry for something that I can't eat. And I hear that beat, that rhythm of town starts calling me down. It's like a message from high above. Oh, 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 pulling me out to the smiles and the streets. I love good morning, Baltimore.
Lekker. More news.
En dan, ek dink die meeste mollas het van True Blood gehou.
O ja.
Oor die vampire.
O ja.
Baie homoeroties gewees. Daar kom inderdaad 'n Broadway musical.
Oh my.
Van True Blood.
Really?
Ek weet nie of het gaan werk nie, maar ek sê het gaan
kyk. How do you sing with fans?
Ek weet nie.
That's gonna be quite strange.
They
all
have lisps.
Ja, lisps.
No S's in the lyrics.
maar die critics is al klaar op dit, want daar was in 2006, was daar een musical, Lestat.
Ja, it didn't work.
Wat glad nie gewerk het, nie, het in 39 performances toegemaak. En ja, so ons sal maar sien of True Blood... gaan werk of nie. Maar ek dink hy gaan mense trek, want die series was
The first series popular. Was better than the sort of continuation. Do you remember the first one?
It was very sexy.
With, what's her name? Anna Paquin.
Yeah. Anna Paquin, yeah.
Playing, what's her name?
Suki.
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 Suki, and what was the surname?
Suki and Saki.
But it was, it was really exciting.
It was good.
Ja, so dit is nogals interessant. Ek weet nie of dit exciting of interessant is nie, maar dit kan nogals...
Anywho...
Stage. Fuck off, Gavin.
Love you too. My stepsister.
En dan het ons weer een spiritual group op ons hande. Wat nou nieuwe stats uit het. Hulle het nou julle... Fuck, ek weet wat die woord nie gedoen. En hulle het tot die conclusion gekom dat 85% van gay mans is eintlik net possessed deur 'n female ghost.
Oh, is that
die kan ons van bliksem.
Ja.
Is that jy what kan, you mean?
Jy kan die Spiritual Science Research Organization gaan bliksem. Ja, hulle sê net 5% is physical reasons en 10% is mental.
Yeah. Okay. They should be applying that statistic to themselves on grounds that they
like 85% mental.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Deficient.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and this is dit van my.
Oh well. Baltimore. Well, thank you, Bernard, for that skier and skinner. And Gavin, we've got a section on the show called Stoff Poopies. And it's really dovetailing with Robin Hood. Oh. So let me just play this.
Stoff Poopies, Stoff Poopies, Stoff Poopies from J.H. Proudly brought to you by Sandwich Baron.
What do I eat today? It'll have to be Sandwich Baron as I get free delivery. But what? A crunchy salad? Or fresh French bread with a variety of quality fillings? Maybe a giant baked potato cooked to perfection, topped with creamy mushroom sauce, crispy bacon, and a goodly helping of cheddar cheese. At Sandwich Baron, you can order online. No hassle, no fuss. Only register once with a store of your choice. Order online at sandwichbaronstore.co.za. Over 60 stores nationwide to choose from. Sandwich Baron, undeniably delicious.
Ek smile so maar as jy dan nie praat, want sy praat kos.
Ek sal honger.
Ja, ja.
Ek maak my honger. She's on speed, right, Casper?
Excuse
woman,
me?
That woman's on speed. That last ad.
She is. Hey, you know now. Because you know when the woman is on speed. And you come in, and I think you sing this song. What's the first song you sing?
A Never Ending Story. Yeah. No, you're not going to talk about Never Ending
Story.
Yeah,
we are.
No!
Yeah, we
are.
Why?
Why? Are you tired of it?
Yeah. It is the Never Ending Story.
Never Ending Song.
Yeah.
So tell me about it.
So that is the title song of the movie called The Never Ending Story.
Yes.
It's a 1984 film.
What is the dog's name again, Bernard?
Falcor.
Yeah. That's Egoli.
When those, I don't know what the fuck that was, but those deer heads with the drapes came on stage, was like, there's Falcor, and everyone just looked at me.
Anywho, thank you for giving me my mic back, Bernard.
So there was a strange guy with like spiky hair who sang that. Yeah. Who is he?
His name is Lamar.
Lamar.
But he looks like one of those nephews of Michael Jackson. Remember there was a group called Three
J's.
Three something. I think it's not Three J's. Isn't it Three T?
Could be the Three T cells, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But he looks like them, right? So he had like this, and the song was pretty, like, this song was very successful.
It was. It was a nice song.
Mm-hmm. In the 80s.
Yeah, 1984. It was number one in Sweden and Norway. Reached like number two.
No, but they're Scandinavians. They're also a bit, yeah.
And number two in Austria, yeah. Germany, Italy.
So it was a European hit.
Yes, it was a proper hit.
Okay. Well, shall we listen to the fucking thing?
Oh no, please.
Oh,
no.
Why not?
Please.
You've got to do it now, please.
Can you sing it to us?
Yes.
Why?
No, I haven't warmed up yet.
Your ears or your vocals?
Okay, well, Jack and I can do it.
Okay, I will play a little bit of it. Okay, but this is a live version, number one. They are in front of a big score.
Yeah.
And they are singing this song that... And the people, you can hear, they all, oh, never, oh, you know, it's like that.
Nostalgia.
Oh, well. Okay, people, are you ready?
Yeah.
Feel the rhythm that
waiting for you.
Sure. Ons sal by die chorus inkom.
Okay.
Never ending story.
So the songs in the pantomime, it's all well known. Rock. It's Stof Poepies, like Never Ending Story, and then you got recent hits as well, eh?
We do, yes. Our musical director is Rowan Bucker.
Oh, yeah.
And he's chosen really funky,
very
hip stuff that's hot now. Yeah. And it really gets the... We do school performances on Wednesday mornings. And the schools go nuts.
They know the songs that we didn't know when we started rehearsals. Like that stupid pineapple, what?
I have pen. A pen. I have a pineapple.
Apple, pineapple, pen. It was from Middle.
Is that a hit?
It's a YouTube sensation.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. Crazy, crazy.
Sinaikin at Oki.
Yeah. Pineapple Pen, all the kids, they go nuts for it. It's crazy. This Korean guy who did this.
Yes.
Pretty much an English lesson on a pen and a pineapple and just went viral.
Do your children know about it?
I need to ask them.
Google.
You've got to ask them.
Google.
I think they are stopping now. Oh, thanks, Lamal. Thanks, my darling. What other songs did you... I can't remember everything.
Pink, Raise Your Glass. What's the you know, the lovely All About the Bass chick?
Oh.
That song.
There was a lot of songs that I went, yeah, watch out, I know it. But then I didn't quite... I couldn't place it.
Who's
so that's
that
old
sexy
age
thing I see over there,
you.
That woman. Oh,
yeah,
I can't
right.
think of a bloody name.
And there were some songs where they were just like, we're talking in a panto, eh?
Yeah.
There's some songs where...
that's why we're here.
Where, well, after your brilliant singing performance of that last song, I don't know, hey? I don't know. But anyway, there were some songs where, Vale Fio, I'm going to say it in Afrikaans, Vale Fio net lismaak. Dan sy net the intro of a song,
yeah.
And then it goes
yeah.
into the net. And there was like a very nice idea as well that you guys got going, which was the mashup.
Yeah.
That was like where the one was here,
here,
the one was
yes.
here, and the one was here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where was that again? Oh, yeah.
CF,
that was very
CF
nice.
Furlough, yeah.
I loved the 12 Days song.
Did you?
That worked so well.
Lots of people say they prefer it to the traditional sing-along.
Yes,
yeah.
yes. The sing-along we've done now
absolutely.
For years and
29
years.
Years,
yeah. And, you know, now the left side, can you do better? Now the right side. Yeah, no, that was so funny.
So there's none of that this year, yeah.
Do you really get tired in that?
We really do get tired.
They
yeah.
are completely...
Flipped.
Yeah.
Flipped.
Really.
Bongi Lazo's in his back. The poor dresser has to take his shoes off and his pants. And all you see is this brookie with some stuff hanging out. So you've got to be really pass him very quickly. Otherwise, you're going to get, you might not make the stage.
Oh, my goodness. So it is very
it's
intensive.
Very tiring. Yeah. It's like a netball warm up. You know, that thing where they run and touch the line and go back and run and touch the second line and run back.
Yeah.
It feels like that because you have to literally run between those props like. Crazy, 12
yeah.
times.
When you guys started doing that, I felt so sorry. I thought, oh God, sorry, I keep... you're going to have to sort of get people in to fix the studio up after
no.
I leave.
If you want a prop broken, give it to an actor.
What were you saying?
No, it was nothing of great import, but I just felt guilty when they said that Bongi and Yaku and Clive had to do that final thing. I just thought, I'm so glad it's them and not me.
I just thought, good, they're going to lose some weight.
Yeah, which we have. I look amazing.
I don't understand what I've got here. Robin Hood, Men in Tights by Jacques Offenbach, Orpheus in the Underworld. What is that?
That's also one of my favorite songs. I remember that from...
That's from the movie soundtrack.
Is this Men in Tights?
No. I can't hear it, but I can't hear it from Maar van Mel Brooks' movie off.
Yeah.
It's not this.
It's not this.
Why would they call it Men in Tights?
I think it's from the same soundtrack. From the movie soundtrack that was also on there.
But I went under songs. Oh, just fuck off.
Yeah, I went songs. The movie was Men in Tights.
I went songs. Top. There it comes again. No, my darling. Nia.
We have to go now. We've got to go to the theatre, Casper.
Hashtag random.
Really? You have to go now?
We have to leave in about 5 minutes.
Oh, no.
No, we've got to drive.
But we've just started.
I'll just shut this fucking symphony up. Really? Well, but you got two shows, eh?
No, luckily only one.
But in the afternoon.
Yeah.
So you got tonight off. But yeah,
we're working tonight, actually. We are making an appearance at Clearwater Mall.
That's nice.
Like proper Goalie Star.
Yes. That's like you're the spiker up.
The cop.
Cop.
I think so 7.
That
7 o'clock tonight at Clearwater Mall.
Yeah. And then what do you do? The 8-track songs.
There's vocal excerpts, no choreography.
Oh my goodness.
That's part of the business, eh? But it's horrible.
I got some call 8-track. And then we're done. 5 minutes clock. Go home.
I'll be going to.
Somewhere in Soweto.
That's not far from your house, Casper.
Clearwater Mall.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's wonderful from my house.
Kate's singing tonight, and Isaac.
Okay.
You're also singing, aren't you?
I'm unfortunately not.
Where are you going to be?
You are.
I'll be at home. I didn't make it into the selection that gets.
No, I'll talk to Tim now. This is rubbish.
Okay, talk to Tim.
No, that's.
Yeah, he wants to go to Clearwater Mall for sure.
Yeah. I love it how he knows their diary. Yeah, Yaku knows their diary.
Yeah, but he's head boy.
I'm a little head boy.
Yeah.
So, Yaku, are we going to see you a lot next year in the studio?
Yes, you will definitely see me back.
What are you going to do next year? Nice projects waiting?
I am, yes. Well, speaking of vampires and Twilight, I'm producing a play, a very funny play called The Mystery of Irma Vep, which is two actors, and it's got Jonathan Rocksmith and Wesley Lauder in.
I'm there.
And they play between them 8 characters, male and female, in a sort of Downton Abbey meets Twilight. Very funny play.
Fantastic.
So I'll definitely come and tell you guys all about it later.
Yeah. No, you don't have to come. We'll get Jonathan in.
Okay. Drop mic. Boom.
No, of course we'll get you in. Of course, get you in. And Kate, when are you going to do this bush again?
sort of, yeah, mid-year. I'm looking towards,
But
I'm going on a holiday first. Okay. I'm going to take 6 months off after the pilot.
Wise woman.
I can just tell you that when you enter the stage, there's energy, and when you open your mouth to sing, it's beautiful.
It's gorgeous.
So proper, and I love her accent. I love her accent. Is so
that
so
deranged
pure.
Fair, you had a very big accident. And Isak, it's the first time I've ever seen you live.
It's the first time that I've ever met you in my life.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. I thought we have.
No.
My goodness.
But the funny thing is, you both were in Igoli.
Yeah, but that's different times.
Yeah, that was, I think he was in Igoli when I was born.
Shoo. Daar jy het hierso net nêrens die hart seer gemaak. But I want to ask you something. We know you can act and sing, but did you train to dance?
Yeah, I studied ballet at CUT. Pretoria Technikon.
I could see that. You are bloody good, eh?
Thank you very much.
Yes, those lines. I don't know about lines. But I just, lines. Wonderful.
And Casper, do you know where you can also see it?
Ballet. So why didn't you do ballet?
Because my knees decided that I'm not going the route.
Your knees or your cousin?
My knieën se koppe.
Prachtig. Oh. Oh, so that is why you're so flippin' good.
Thank you very much, Casper.
Somewhere on VHS, I've got Isaac as a student dancing the ballet prince exquisitely beautifully. Yeah, yeah.
Weren't you all in love with him?
I wasn't then. I was.
Nee, jy is nou verlief nie. Nee, jemmel, dan kan ons nou ongemakkelijk raak. Ek is baie lief vir jou.
Baie lief vir jou, is hy, maar nie verlief nie, nee.
But you know him too well.
He was dancing the prince in one of the classic ballets. I think Swan Lake or... Well, he danced all of them at...
I can't remember.
Yeah, beautifully. Beautiful dancer.
Well, if you can just now fuck off, because you've got to do a show...
Fine.
Can't you send in the understudies?
Let's yeah.
They need to do the show as well, you know what I mean?
They did learn it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I really would love to do a panto, but I won't be able to cope with all those shows.
Man,
I would love to do a dame, eh?
You'd be great. Yeah. You'd be fantastic.
But we must get someone else to do the other shows.
The morning shows. Yes. Smart man.
Yeah, I can't do all of them. But, okay, well, I've got to ask you something. And you all think about it. Isaac, I'll start with you.
Mm-hmm.
The last movie you've seen?
Yes, in Vietnam.
Kate?
Yes. And yeah. Florence Foster Jenkins and Meryl Streep.
Okay, you'll see why I laugh. Okay. Right. Okay, Isaac?
Nee, ek kan regtig onthou nie.
Yes, is een movie wat jy gesien het.
Een wat ek gesien het, maar ek kan nie onthou wat ek die laaste jaar gesien het nie. Want ek kyk jy baie TV nie. Of movies nie. Ek drink wyn op die stoep as ek by die huis kom.
Dis die probleem.
A fucking movie.
A fucking Titanic. Movie. Titanic.
That's also good.
Thank you, Jakob.
Jakob?
Mine was a little dirty movie called Sausage Party. I don't know if you know it. That's the last movie I've seen.
No, we weren't at that party, so we won't know.
Oh, okay.
It's that in-crowd, Hollywood in-crowd, what's his name?
Yes, that's right.
He made it.
Yes, it's animation.
Yeah, but...
Sort of for adults.
Seth Rogen.
That's it.
And
that's
friends.
It, yes.
Yes. Okay, and yours, Bernard?
Fantastic Beasts.
And yours, Gavin?
King Cobra.
Oh, dear.
Okay,
That's also like a little bit dirty.
Yeah, but okay, so why I ask the movies is because that you've just described your last fart. So yours is King Cobra.
Fantastic Beasts.
Sausage Party.
Dex, waar het hy paard uitgekom?
Yours is a Florence Foster Fault. Jona was Titanic.
Ek het X-Men. X-Men is my last movie.
But Titanic is snog, sir.
Okay, cool. Can we start with that? Okay, cool.
Well, with that, I'm gonna send you off to do the panto. And I want to thank you so much for being here today. Because I know it's difficult to do a bloody radio show and then go do the show. So I really thank you from the bottom of my dumb old heart.
Aww, we love you. Thank you so much for having
Dankie
us.
Dankie vir die voorreg, Casper. Hoor, erg. Van die laaitie wat nog nooit jy ontmoet het, en is nog als erg gevoerd voorreg.
Ek kan het nie groen nie. Ek vloof jy ook ken, maar ek soos die tannies wat jy nog gekyk het op TV. Hallo! Hallo, Skip! Jy is nie jong!
Julle ander twee het ek al baie ontmoet, so...
Okay. Well, fantastic. Now, remember, I'll see you tomorrow at the Monte Casino because I'm going to see Go Fuck Off Joseph. So, till then, bye bye, everyone.
Bye, yellow.
Bye.
CliffCentral.com.